Yes, we had a sticky start, and I think it's taken us a little time to recover, and we've worked our way through the leagues, and now we've put ourselves in a position to finish, you know, the highest we've ever been in the league. We've never finished higher than fifth in this league, and we are now in a position with the remaining six games to have a good crack at that.
Why do you think it's gone so well this season? Why have things kind of fallen into place for you?
It's taken us some time to build the depth at the club. This is the first season for a few years now we've fielded four sides in every weekend. And you need that depth because it's quite competitive rugby. It's probably not as forward-based as a game down here, but nevertheless, it does seem to need you to have a squad of 30 or 40 players to be able to challenge.
Yeah. What is the standard like at that level at the moment? What kind of teams are you coming up against?
Well, there are clubs with plenty of money, like Guildford, who have been at higher levels. And in fact, all the sides above us, Gosport and Fareham, Guildford, these are big town sides. So typically, you're playing against town sides who've got a bit of money, who are able to use their infrastructure, the fact they've got junior sections and they own their own clubhouses to fund some of their players. And I think that's where you're competing. You're competing at the same level as Western Counties would be down here. And I think in order for us to be able to compete on level terms, considering we're not paying players, we have to build some depth.
Is it difficult to get a hold of players in that area, though? Because obviously the area that you're playing in is a vast area, isn't it, compared to what it is down here in Cornwall?
Absolutely. There's no shortage of players. I guess there are a couple of things. One is that we are an open club, but we encourage anyone from the West Country who's coming to London to come to London Cornish. We do play in a manner that kind of suits West Country rugby. If you'd have seen our game against Chobham on Saturday, you'd have seen exactly what I mean in pouring rain. But I think it's more a question of being able to weed out the players that are, probably weed's the wrong word, but select the players that are of the right calibre to be playing for the first team as against some of the other sides.
You've got Old Legations this weekend, which is a big game, isn't it? It's fourth meets fifth, an important game for you.
It is an important game, and it's interesting that they've built a lunch around the game. They wouldn't move the kickoff, so it's 2:15. It's a game that if we win, we go above them. Simple as that. Their running looks tougher than ours, and so it really is an opportunity for us to make a mark on the division and stay in the top four.
Do you get a lot of Cornish interest around you? Lots of Cornish people will dip in and keep up with your scores or pop into the club and speak to you and catch up with you. I guess you've got a little micro community there, haven't you?
Absolutely, we do. And be it ex-players or just rugby fans, there's no end of emails and texts and phone calls we get at the clubhouse, which is the pub, the Telegraph Inn, if we don't get the results out on Radio Cornwall. So it's something that we try and do. We've learned how to use Twitter recently, and that's something that I'm in charge of. We're learning how to use all the social media to try and get the message out there, and it is incredible just what a number of people have an interest in London Cornish Rugby Club.
And what about the future from here? You've established yourself in this league now. What's the future for London Cornish?
So I think we're really keen to try and get up another division. We celebrate next season our 50th anniversary, and that's going to be a big event both within the club and outside. We'll have an event in October in the Hotel Bristol in Newquay down here. For the club, I'd like us to be able to reach the highest league we ever have at the same time as our 50th anniversary. I don't think we'll ever grow beyond four teams. I think we may get an occasional fifth out, but our infrastructure doesn't really support more than that. So for us, it's really trying to get ourselves up another level and maybe drag the seconds, the Chuffs and the Dukes, which are our third and fourth team, up a few levels as well.
Do you ever envisage a time where you're going to have to pay players, or are you happy with the kind of structure that you've got at the moment?
I think we're happy with where we are right now. I mean, you wouldn't preclude the possibility that someone will win the jackpot on the lottery and that might change things. But for now, I think we aspire to being the best amateur rugby club we possibly can be in London. And I think that's definitely achievable at a higher level than we are right now. Bearing in mind that if you're an amateur club in London, most of the players you have will have jobs and be professionals themselves. It seems to me that if ever you're going to get a side up into the national leagues that is amateur, then London would be just about the best place to do it.
Because of that pool that you have around you, I guess.
Right, absolutely, yeah. Right. Yeah.
So promotion is the key for next year, and it's a landmark, isn't it, the 50-year celebrations. And you're celebrating part of that here in Cornwall, aren't you?
We are. We're celebrating it in October. I think it's October the 6th. At the hotel in Newquay, and there's all the details on our website. We're obviously very fortunate that just down the road from us here at BBC Radio Cornwall, we have Skinners, the brewery, behind us, and they've been very generous in their support of us over the last year. And having met with them this week, they're looking to help us again into next year, which will enable us actually to attract, hopefully, a head coach so that I can move upstairs, as it were, and relax a bit more. And that will hopefully also be a Cornishman.